Liberty University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Hello, America. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from our Fortress of Freedom. Our Southern Command, Memphis, Tennessee, the flagship station, KWAM. Great to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you might be across the country. I got to tell you, it's been a fun show today. A lot of great calls from you folks. And, of course, we're also taking calls about Dad. Father's Day is Sunday, and we've been celebrating dad jokes for all 3 hours of the radio program. Bill Main, manning the board today. Bill, I understand you are like, when it comes to dad jokes, you are the, you know, the guru.
Well, I am a dad, so that's one of the things you have to do. They actually send you to school. Most people don't know that, but you have to do this to be able to qualify, so...
So there is professional training involved.
Oh, absolutely. You're not just anybody can do this. You got to practice. You might hurt yourself.
I want to hear a dad joke.
All right. Hey, did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
I did not hear about the restaurant on the moon, no.
Well, it's great food, but really no atmosphere.
Oh, dear Lord. This took a very bad turn quickly.
Yes, indeed.
Wow. 844-747-8868. If you can beat that with a dad joke in honor of Father's Day, 844-747-8868. You know, the Commander-in-Chief, by the way, is a great dad, Donald John Trump. And there's a great video. Team Trump, if you don't follow Team Trump on Twitter, you really should. Don Jr. got to interview his dad, and it's just a fun, fun interview. You get to see another side of the president. And I would encourage you to watch that. You're going to get a good laugh. Hey, I want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. A great friend of this program, great friend of mine, Kimberly Guilfoyle, hanging out with us. Hi, Kim. How's it going today?
Hi. Great. Great to be on the show with you. I love it. Fantastic.
Hey, I got to tell you, that interview that Don Jr. did with the president, that was pretty epic. Very classic.
It was. It was a lot of fun, too. We flew to D.C., met with the president, and he agreed to do this interview, which was wonderful. It was a Father's Day special, so it was fun to be in the room watching it go down. I think it was also historical, but, you know, it was great. It had great context, sense of humor, and content as well. So it was very well received, and, you know, it's part of our Team Trump Online unique programming that we developed during this social distancing time and turning our campaign, you know, virtual. In less than 24 hours. So we have special content every night at 8 p.m. Eastern across all of our social media platforms, Team Trump Online. And that was one of the shows we developed, obviously the namesake of Don's book, Triggered. And we thought it'd be perfect, you know, for this Father's Day weekend, and it ended up being pretty special.
And, of course, you are one of the hosts of The Right View with Lara Trump, who's a regular on this show, Mercedes Schlapp, who's a regular, and Katrina Pearson as well. So what a fun lineup you guys have. And juxtapose what
and
you guys are.
And that's on tonight, by the way, Todd. At 8 p.m. tonight, we have a brand new show of The Right View. And then we're going to do another one in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at the rally live. So that's going to be pretty fun as well.
Oh, let's talk about this rally. I mean, more than a million people, Kimberly Guilfoyle. What does that tell you about this president and the campaign?
It tells me that there's a tremendous amount of enthusiasm for the president. We're just picking up steam. America is opening back up for business. And sadly, though, the places that are hurting are those run by Democrats and liberals that don't seem to have any regard for, you know, crushing the American dream and trying to, you know, sabotage the economy with the practices that they're doing. And, of course, we want to open back up safely and make sure that people stay healthy and that we're able to open businesses and cities and whatnot in a responsible way. But Donald Trump knows how to get those numbers up for people gainfully employed. He's done it before. He created 7 million American jobs. He can do it again. And we need a commander-in-chief, not a napper-in-chief. And what you have is Biden in the basement catnapping while the country needs real leadership.
Oh, stumbling and mumbling. I mean, just juxtapose what they're doing digitally compared to what you guys are doing, where you have basically a full-fledged online digital platform television network. It's just unbelievable.
No, it really is. But it's what America deserves, and they need President Trump. We desperately need 4 more years of President Trump's leadership, of his resolve. You know, he's a businessman more than ever. He understands dollars and cents and how to create jobs, infrastructure in this country, manufacturing, America First policies, and making the American dream available to all Americans. So he doesn't play for a party of one. He plays for the country as a whole. So I think you're going to see that and get some great content tomorrow when he addresses the crowd and addresses the country, as a matter of fact, when he takes the stage in Oklahoma. We have an outdoor arena. We have the indoor setup as well. And Laura Chomp, Eric Chomp, myself will be making some brief remarks as well. So we're really looking forward to it. I think the president is energized. He really loves getting up there and seeing the folks, you know, and just it kept him just really reinvigorated. Not like he needed it, though. He's got so much energy. My God. But I'm excited. I'm national finance chair for the president for Trump victory, and I'm raising money for him, you know, left and right to make sure he has the gas in the tank to be able to win, and recruiting a nationwide populist army of bundlers across the country, everyday folks raising money for the president to make sure that he is reelected resoundingly. We're going to have to write up the score. You know that, Todd, because the left and the Dems will do anything they can, you know, lie, cheat, and steal to try to take the White House and remove him from the Oval. We've seen it already with all the phony investigations and the Mueller investigation, all of the above, the impeachment hoax, all of it. So we got to make sure that we win by big margins. And you know, we're involved in lawsuits across the country as well to combat against this ballot harvesting, and also because they want to make sure that people can't even vote in person. So, you know, this is one of their sneaky tricks.
Kimberly, when you look at this president and the things he's been really warning the American people about, you know, if you let these Democrats and the socialists, and I call them the culture jihadists, if you let them get out there and erase history, they're going to do it. And he warned people, and he got a lot of blowback over this, and you will remember this. He got a lot of blowback when he said, you know what? Soon they're going to start targeting George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. And everybody thought the president was, you know, it was a lot of hyperbole. He didn't know what he was talking about. But now when you look at what's happening, they're toppling statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, and they're going after our founding fathers now, the heart of this country.
Well, this is the problem. They're going after everything. And, you know, you can't rewrite history. You can learn, you can grow, we can come together as a country, which is what President Trump wants to do. But I mean, this isn't America, what's going on in Seattle and these like bizarre movements that are happening here. It's counterproductive. I have a serious problem with people, you know, burning down police departments, total disregard for law and order and for due process. And that's not the way to come together. And I do not support lawless, you know, criminal activity happening, total disregard for the rule of law. That's not the way to live. That's not the way to, you know, keep communities safe or children, et cetera, to go to school. And President Trump is a law and order president. I worked, you know, majority of my adult life as a prosecutor. And so I get it. I know what this means. And I just think that we need that kind of strong leadership, courage, resolve to make sure that we keep this country safe. We cannot have this. I mean, it looks like you're in a third world country in parts of New York City. It's unbelievable. And again, where are the places that are having all the problems? It's Democrat cities, states, et cetera, led by liberals. Blue states.
That's it. All right, Kimberly, we're going to have to leave it there. I know you got to get on a plane and head to Tulsa. It's going to be a lot of fun. I suspect the entire nation is going to be watching tomorrow night. It's going to be a great day for America. I really do believe that.
I can't wait. God bless. Absolutely. And thank you for all you do, my friend.
All right. Kimberly Guilfoyle, great American patriot, ladies and gentlemen. Got to watch tonight, 8 o'clock, The Right View. Kimberly Guilfoyle, Mercedes Schlapp, Katrina Pearson, Laura Trump. It's going to be a lot of fun. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. Again, that is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
All right, folks. folks. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, this Friday edition of the program. And it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow in Tulsa. We're going to be doing live. We'll be doing live tweeting and also doing a live Facebook analysis of the rally tomorrow. So ToddStarnes.com, and you can follow us on all the social media platforms, including Instagram. And I would encourage you got to go to the Instagram to see. We posted a really fun picture. You know, we've been doing renovations of the building here at KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, which is where we broadcast this show from. And sort of, you know how Rush has his place in Florida. Well, we've got ours right here in the Mid-South, and we needed a welcome mat. And Bill Main, I don't know, you know, I'm not a big fashionista. You know, I'm not a big interior designer.
Okay.
But I was down at the Bass Pro Shop the other day in the Pyramid, which is that in downtown Memphis. Biggest, I think it's one of the biggest Bass Pro Shops in America.
Oh, wow. I need to go to that one.
And they had some decor. I didn't realize they had decor at the Bass Pro Shop.
Who'd have thunk?
So I got a new welcome mat for the radio station, and it's red, white, and blue.
Nice.
And it says, notice, this place is politically incorrect. We say Merry Christmas, One Nation Under God, give thanks to our troops. If this offends you, leave.
that's fitting. Right, that's fitting.
It's very welcoming, right?
I would never think that they would have, but I'm like you, decor there. I understand they carry school supplies there.
Oh, is that right?
Well, it is Bass Pro Shop. I mean, you know, fish are always in schools.
Oh, geez, a little.
Well, it is dad joke day, okay?
That was a dad joke. That was a dad joke.
Gotcha.
Oh, sweet mercy. All right, we are taking dad jokes, ladies and gentlemen. 844-747-8868 in honor of Father's Day. That's 844-747-8868. My word. Interesting story and an important story from our good friend Carrie Pickett. She writes that law enforcement families are now under attack. You know, we've been watching this war on police officers sort of rage across the country. And we talked yesterday about what's happening in Atlanta with this poor police officer. They're not even letting the guy post bond. Officer Garrett Rolf is still behind bars. He is being held without bail. I mean, how is that okay in the United States of America? And my contention is the police there in Atlanta ought to stay off the job until the guy is at least granted bail. It's just unbelievable. So now this report from Carrie Pickett, who says law enforcement officers say they and their families are facing harassment and bullying by strangers and neighbors as a result of a nationwide crackdown on law enforcement. And we're hearing reports that people are actively doxing, yes, doxing these police officers. In other words, they're publishing the private information about the police officers and their families, where their kids are going to school. They did the same thing to Border Patrol agents, if you remember that, last year. So this is just some of the things that our men and women in blue have to deal with every single day, publishing their home addresses. And people are starting to show up at their homes. It's just unacceptable. All right, look, let's go to the phone lines here. Tom is listening to us from Habersham County, Georgia. What a beautiful place that is, on WRWH. Tom, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Just what a show today. I mean, you've outdone yourself with your guests and your topics. But anyway, I'd like to talk about Nancy Green, a.k.a. Aunt Jemima. And here we go with the Dan Cathy. Take the knee and you know, bow down and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, I bet there's a good segment of America and even in the minority community that don't know anything about Nancy Green. And instead of canceling her, gee, Quaker Oats, how about putting her story on the package? How about making a scholarship for some minority person who wants to go and be an awesome chef at some awesome chef school in New York City or somewhere else, or even Paris? Why don't you do that instead of just turning tail and being a wuss company that I'm not going to buy anything from ever again. You know, and it's just maddening, Todd, because we could do so much good with these situations. We could take a bad situation and see how to, make it a better situation instead of just letting it continue to tear at
Well, Tom, look, it's a terrific point you make here. And what we're dealing with is a culture where truth is now irrelevant. And, you know, there was a time when we believed that there was one truth, the absolute truth. But now everyone has their own version of the truth. And that's why you have such chaos in the American culture right now, is because we have nothing. We are moored to nothing. At one point in American history, we were moored to the truth, but no more. We are now adrift in this great sea of chaos. And it's a good point you raise. People need to know the history of some of these great food products. But Tom, thanks for the call. We've got to run. I need to go to the Liberty University newsmaker line. We've been following a lot of political news around the country. There is a big U.S. Senate race underway in the great state of Kansas. Dave Lindstrom is on the newsmaker line. Dave, welcome to the program.
Todd, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
And one of the things I've noticed, checking out your social media platforms, you are one of these law and order guys. You know, we were talking a few minutes ago about how, you know, folks are trying to dox these law enforcement families out there. Without law and order, you've got anarchy out there on the streets.
Yeah, we do. We are a country of laws. We need to secure our borders. We need to enforce our laws, and we need to be kind to each other too. So, you know, we can chew gum and walk at the same time.
What do you think the biggest issue facing the country is right now?
Well, I think the country's under attack. I think we're under attack when we have folks in Washington, D.C. talking about socialism as an economic way forward for this country. That's not what I am for. It's not what the people I talk to in the state of Kansas and all over the country are for. I think we're under attack when we have politicians and folks in Washington, D.C. and around the country talking about open borders. We need to secure our borders. We need to reform our immigration program here in this country. I don't know that we have a formal plan. And finally, the thing that really irks me is that we have in Washington, we have Republicans and Democrats alike voting for budgets that are exacerbating our already $22 trillion deficit. I ran my own business for 25 years, operated successful chain of restaurants, and I wasn't successful in running those restaurants by spending more than I take in. And that's exactly what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now.
Dave, we're running up on a news break we've got to take, but I'd like for you to hold on for a few minutes. I want to talk about some of those issues, and especially fiscal responsibility. That's been a big problem with the Republicans for a very long time. So hang tight. Dave Lindstrom, folks, running for the U.S. Senate from the great state of Kansas. We're also going live to Tulsa, Oklahoma. A great reporter from KRMG, our affiliate there, is going to bring us up to speed on tomorrow's big rally. 844-747-8868. Dad jokes too. Jeez, Alou, what a weird segment, but it's going to be fun. This is the Todd Starnes Show. So Jim Acosta, little Jimmy Acosta from CNN, has completely lost it at this bonkers White House press briefing. And we have just posted the video of what happened on our live show blog, ToddStarnes.com. So Kayleigh McEnany taking questions, and she is a fierce, warrior princess. And she completely destroyed Acosta here. There was a video, the president was shared on Twitter, a little black child, little white child running and embracing. It was a beautiful thing. And so the president shared a satirical video of how CNN would have covered this. And it was right on point. And Acosta accused the president in this White House press briefing of exploiting children to make a crass political point. And McEnany turns around and says, she goes, no, but that's what you people, talking about CNN, that's what you people did to the Covenant Catholic high school boys. That's what you did, CNN. We need to give her like a cast iron skillet just for effect, but that's what she did. That was a great come to Jesus minute in the White House press briefing room. All right, let's get right back to the Liberty University newsmaker line. Dave Lindstrom from Kansas joins us, running for the U.S. Senate, and just a good and decent guy here, folks. And Dave, you said something that really caught my attention, because one of the big problems in the Republican Party right now is we're spending money like we're Democrats.
We're spending money like drunken soldiers, drunken sailors. It's unsustainable. It's unforgivable. It's not going to be something that we all want to pass on to our children and our children's children. And I think part of the problem is that we have folks in Washington, D.C. who want to stay in Washington, D.C. rather than get a job done. And we need to elect people who are serving to serve, not to self-serve.
No, well, I'm glad to hear that. And again, this president is, when it comes to the economy and fiscal issues, I think we're pretty fortunate to have the president up there. Where do you stand with the president?
I support the president. I think his policies are fantastic, and he's standing up for the folks in America.
Well, best of luck to you out there. I know it's, Kansas is I got to tell you, it's a beautiful state, a little weird on the political side. You never know. One year you guys have elect Democrats, the next Republicans. There's really no rhyme or reason, Dave.
Well, we do have some pride, though, in many areas. But one thing that we have is we have the Super Bowl champions this year, and we're all happy about that.
All right. Well, you know what? Absolutely. And that is something to celebrate. So, Dave, yeah, best of luck.
I didn't mean to touch a nerve there.
No. No, we're pretty ecumenical when it comes to football. So, okay. Dave, good luck to you. Where can folks go to get more information about your campaign?
Yeah, they can go to LindstromForSenate.com or Dave Lindstrom for Senate on Facebook. Both of those they can get information about us, and they can contact our campaign directly. That'd be great. Thank you very much, Todd.
Dave, God bless you. Great American patriot right there. And, big football player back in the day, too. So we should have, we'll get him back on, and we'll talk a little football in the next couple of weeks. All right. Look, we've got to switch gears here real quick. Want to get back to the newsmaker line. We are following the developments out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, where the president is going to be holding a rally tomorrow, and they said what, about a million people RSVP'd for this rally. They it turns out that I think they only have room for about 20,000 people in the arena there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Want to go to our great affiliate there, KRMG, which is really one of the top radio stations out there in that part of the country. And I want to talk to Skylar Cooper, who's a great reporter there for KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk leader. Skylar, how's it going today?
It's going great, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's been a while, but we had a great time. We were out there a couple of months ago on the book tour, and you guys are known for your great hospitality there at the radio station. What's it going to look like when President Trump comes to town tomorrow?
Well, people are really excited in Tulsa. This town has a lot of President Trump supporters, and so far they've really shown up. We've had listeners telling us at the station that they're seeing tags from all over the country, California, Oregon. We've had people from all over coming to town because it's been a few months since the president's been out on the road, so they want to come here and see the first one. Of course, a lot of people, plenty of people in Tulsa who could fill the arena. But we've had people camping. They set up tents, and they were camping outside the BOK Center in downtown Tulsa, where this is going to be held tomorrow night, since last Saturday. A week out, they started camping. And just late last night, the police department made them move because they started to set up the secure area where the Secret Service will sweep and everything will be safe. So they were now allowed to camp, but just outside the gates.
So we understand the mayor has declared a civil emergency, implemented some sort of a curfew around the arena. What is that all about?
Yeah, we had a couple of weeks ago with the George Floyd protests, we had a couple of demonstrations that sort of ended up in the wrong side of town, in the wrong side of where you want to see them here in town, and closing down highways, and some windows were broken. And I think the mayor is just being cautious about anything that may happen when it comes to protesters or people getting rambunctious, different ideas clashing. So he set up the curfew in downtown Tulsa, and there's a map that outlines where this is in effect. And it took effect last night, and it sort of goes through the weekend, but there are hours where it's off. So during the rally, you know, people can get into downtown and get down there to see the president. And there's going to be space outside the arena and a big screen, so those who can't get in can go watch. But the curfew takes effect again immediately following the rally. So as soon as it's over, it kicks back in until 6 a.m. Sunday.
Are you guys hearing reports from law enforcement? I mean, there are concerns that you know, some bad actors may show up and, you know, try to cause mayhem. Are you guys hearing those kinds of reports?
I haven't heard anything specific, but there is that concern and there is that worry around town. I'm speaking with people who live here, say, I'm really worried for our city. And there's others who are saying, including the mayor, our Tulsa mayor, G.T. Bynum, he sent out a message earlier. So let's show the nation, let's set the tone that we can do this peacefully and, you know, share ideas the right way. The police department is not messing around, though. We have a new chief. He's only been in office a couple of months. Or in the position a couple of months, and he asked for resources right away from neighboring departments, the Highway Patrol, the National Guard. So they have a lot on hand, and I think they'll be ready for anything that happens.
No doubt about it. Look, I've always enjoyed my visits. We've done a couple of book signings in Tulsa, and it's just a great town. Been to Broken Arrow. Is that that's the suburb of Tulsa?
It is. It's the second biggest city right here, and I'm sitting in Broken Arrow at this moment, actually.
Is that right? Well, I got to speak at the First Baptist Church in Broken Arrow, and just the nicest people, and there's this amazing hotel, kind of, I don't know what was happening. I think there's like a Bass Pro Shop somewhere around there, because they were getting ready for some big fishing tournament, and there must have been 500 pickup trucks with boats attached to it the last time I was there.
That's a really cool hotel. There's a lot of Oklahoma artifacts inside that hotel. It's a great place.
Indeed. All right. Well, anyway, it looks like you guys are going to have a lot of fun. You never know what's going to happen when the president shows up. And it's always fun, especially if you happen to be a reporter. So I imagine you guys are going to be busy tomorrow.
Yeah, we have a lot of people hitting the streets, and we're working with our TV partners and making sure the people of Northeast Oklahoma are informed and make sure they're going to hear every moment of it, because we're going to have the rally on from start to finish. And our own governor, Kevin Stitt, is going to be with them, and our congressional delegation with Oklahoma Senator James Lankford and everybody else. So it's going to be a big event.
All right. Well, Skyler, great work as always. And you guys have a good time tomorrow.
Thanks, Todd.
Skyler Cooper, ladies and gentlemen, from radio station KRMG there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and just a great part of the country, good people there, and we always love it when we're able to get through town. All right, here's what we're going to do. Got to take a break. We're going to open up the phone lines. It is Open Line Friday, so if you've got a dad joke, you want to weigh in on Chick-fil-A or the big rally tomorrow, whatever you want to talk about, 844-747-8868. Again, that is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Now, this is a great example of what we're dealing with now in the country. Bill Bain from WDUN running our board today, as Caleb is out this week, explaining what the difference between communism, socialism, and fascism is. And here it is, folks. And we'll try to post this on the live show blog here. Here's what socialism is. You have two cows, so you give one cow to your neighbor. Communism, you have two cows, you give both cows to the government, and they may give you some milk. This is true. Fascism, you have two cows, you give all of the milk to the government, and the government sells it. Nazism. You have two cows. The government shoots you and takes both cows. Anarchy. You have two cows. You keep both cows, shoot the government agent, and steal another cow. Brilliant. Capitalism. You have two cows. You sell one and you buy a bull. That's brilliant. That's excellent. Excellent. Now, that's what we call an education, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We just got a text message from Joe Thorderson, who hosts Tool Talk Radio. It's a great weekend radio show, and you should listen to it on Mighty990.com. Here are Joe's dad jokes. Bill Maine, what do you call a cow with no left legs?
A right hoofer? I don't know.
Lean beef. Get it? It leans to the side.
Okay.
Avery, what do you call a cow with no legs?
Ground beef.
Jeez, oh, Lou. Yeah, that's
yeah, okay.
It.
I had one of my best friends in high school. She used to say that joke all the time.
On a side note, Joe Thorderson, you're fired. So we're just kidding. We're just kidding, Joe. We like you. We love you. Your jokes are a little interesting. All right, let's go to, I understand we have Matt from North Carolina listening to us on the Talk Station. Matt, I understand you have a dad joke for us.
Yes, sir. And I, after that, if you've got just a second, I have something serious to tell you. But Avery, the great call screener, he said, well, we want to do dad jokes. I said, well, I'll make one up. And he had a little trepidation. And I said, oh, don't worry, I'll keep it clean. So here you go, Todd. It's semi-serious. What is the first thing a wannabe dad should be before he's a dad?
I don't know. I'm intrigued. What's the answer?
Oh, you'll love it, Todd, because we're Republican. Number one, he should be a self-made millionaire who does not depend on the stock market.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Well, I had to make it up fast. You know, I told Avery I'm probably too late. I was helping my neighbor, but he said, oh, no, we got time for you. Now, here's the serious one, Todd, which I told Avery. I said, this is a mystery to me, Avery. All my response texts to Team Trump magically disappear off my phone. When I can call nationwide, including you, and they're still on there, my texts, well, I don't text you, but I could text Washington State, Florida, my company in New Jersey, and the texts stay there. But every response to Team Trump magically disappears.
Is that right? I wonder what that's all about.
And I didn't have time. I had 11-minute wait time for the phone company to ask them what's up. And I thought, I got to catch a little bit of Todd's show. I can't deal with this right now.
I blame China. That's what I blame, China. All right, now, let me ask you this now, Matt. Do you get a lot of, for Father's Day, what is the traditional Father's Day gift you get? Do you get something really cool, or are you like one of the guys that gets the necktie or the socks?
I'm not a father. I just went through the motions a lot of the time.
Okay, well, gotcha. Okay, well, Bill Maine, what about yourself?
It's traditionally for me, it's like, they know I like weird, loud, flowery shirts, like the Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, you do. Yeah. I've noticed this about you. Yeah, yeah. You're kind of like got the whole Magnum P.I.
I got the whole thing going. Yeah, because for some reason I never really grew out of that. So, no, I've got a whole closet full of them.
All right. That's very cool. Matt, thanks for the call. Bill from Waterbury, Connecticut. And Bill is a longtime listener of this program. He didn't want to come on the air, though, but he does have a dad joke. All right, Bill Maine, what do you call three people sitting on a dock with their feet in the water?
Lucky. Because I'd like to be there right now.
No, that's not lucky.
Okay,
that's
no, like I don't linear. Know. What do you call three people sitting at a dock with their feet in the water?
6 feet under.
I should have been able to come up with that. Okay, that's good. I like that. Yeah.
Grace Baker just put up a sign from the control room window. She goes, is this going to be a normal thing?
Oh, it will. Yeah, it's going to be normal, Grace. Get used to it.
Welcome to Father's Day.
Well, it is. You know what? Father's Day, it's one of those things where, you know, it's all about Mother's Day, right? I mean, Mother's Day is like the big, you can't mess up Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, like for Father's Day, a lot of the guys, I remember my dad was like, his gift was he just wanted to be able to sit down in the Lazy Boy and watch TV without being interrupted.
That's what I told my mom I wanted for my birthday this past year. She said no.
Well, that goes back to the traditional dad thing. I just want some peace and quiet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keep it down.
Exactly.
Don't touch the thermostat.
My dad, one time, I was going to throw the ball around in the backyard, and so our den was kind of like in the, you know, right there at the backyard. So what he did, he opened the screen door. He was watching, I guess, football or something, and I was in the yard, and so he was in the Lazy Boy throwing the ball to me while he was watching the game.
Now that's cool. I think that's really cool.
Because gotta love that stuff, man. You don't see that anymore. You really don't.
It's pretty epic. I mean, when you think about it. But,
oh yeah.
But you know, dads are. You know, it's sad because dads these days, especially on TV and in Hollywood, get the short end of the stick. You know, back in the in the 40s and 50s, the dads were the dads. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were the leader of the family, the head of the household.
Mm-hmm.
I just triggered about every feminist in America.
Yeah, but here at the Todd Starnes Show, we're big fans and big supporters of single mothers out there. Don't get us wrong, but I mean, like, that seems to be like that. That's the only thing that's portrayed in media nowadays, is that the fathers are the weak ones in the family. And I can tell you right now, I'm going to go on record and say this. Whenever I start a family, that is not going to be me. I refuse.
Oh, wow. So you're going to be the head of the household.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to wear the pants in the family.
It's what it says to do in the Bible, so I'm going to do what the Bible says.
All right.
I'm sorry. That sounded like I was snapping at you. I wasn't. I promise. But I'm just...
I don't know.
As a young white male, it is very... This is going to trigger so many people, but I don't care. It's really difficult sometimes to find some role model, like strong guy role models nowadays for young kids my age. Because, I mean, like, they're just shooed to the side and called racist and sexist. And it's really hard. I mean, it really is. So in order to say that, to twist this into Father's Day, I just want to say thank you to my dad for being that role model for me. And thank you to you, sir, Mr. Todd, and Mr. Bill for being excellent male role models in my life. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad that you're in my life. You've been a big help to us, and you've been fun to get to know.
I try to be.
What did you get us for Father's Day?
Yeah, that's now there you go. Now that's the question.
Well, it looks like the music's about to start playing here in a second, so I think we're about to run out of time.
Oh my, look at the time. Yeah.
Well, how did that work out? All right, guys. Look, it has been a lot of fun. Want to say thanks to Bill Main for filling in and doing a terrific job. JP Decker, Grace Baker, call screener Avery. It's been a lot of fun. You guys get out there. Happy Father's Day to all of you dads. And whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend. We'll see you Monday.